This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got earnings today from Western Union, by far the biggest player in the money transfer industry. More than $80 billion sent between consumers last year, hence revenues were up 2% for Western Union in Q1. But there are big changes afoot in the business of moving money around as Western Union looks for new ways to bring fresh customers in the door. Kate Davidson reports.
To understand how money transfer businesses are trying to attract customers one by one, I want you to meet two recent Western Union customers. Customer one is Carlos Galvez.
Well, I just sent 370 right now.
I met Galvez yesterday in the pouring rain outside a Western Union agent on my street. You could call him a traditional customer, an immigrant who makes enough selling tamales to send money to cousins in El Salvador.
We can't send money every time.
Here's his son, Armando Menjivar.
But at least once a month, or when it becomes to a big emergency.
Now meet customer two, not traditional.
My name is Will Turnland, and I am a third-generation Minnesotan.
Turnland is 23. He buys and sells things on Amazon and eBay. The country he sent money to?
China.
But what's actually different about Turnland's story is where he sent the money from.
I Googled Western Union to find the nearest location to me, and the nearest location was inside a U.S. bank.
At U.S. Bank Corp, at SunTrust, at Regions, over the last 5 years, the number of bank branches offering Western Union services has almost quadrupled to more than 10,000 in the U.S. and Canada. Wayne Johnson is an analyst with Raymond James, which has investments in the sector.
Western Union traditionally served the underbanked and the underserved.
But the majority of Western Union senders today have bank accounts, says Frank Lockridge of Western Union. Even if their relatives back home don't.
Some of our bank partners have realized that they've seen their customers getting the money out of the bank ATMs, getting the cash out of the branch, and walking next door to conduct that money transfer.
Western Union won't say how well the strategy's paying off, but it does say people who transfer money from banks tend to send more. Now, the bulk of the money Western Union sends is to and from foreign countries, but it does have a new domestic competitor. It's called Walmart to Walmart.
It's available at all 4,200 of Walmart-branded locations.
Walmart's Daniel Eckert says cheaper money transfers are especially useful to people displaced from their families, like military personnel and shale oil workers.
Even just in the first few days of Walmart to Walmart being up and running, our primary transaction stores were Williston, North Dakota, which is right out by the oil fields, and Killeen, Texas, which is just outside of an active duty Army base.
And that's how it goes in the money transfer business, adding customers bit by bit. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.